Well, Brandon, first of all, thanks a lot for letting me interview you here at the Straz. The first thing I wanted to ask you was just to give me a Reader's Digest version of the FreedomWorks position on the U.S. DOE. It's my understanding that the position is we should eliminate the U.S. DOE, which is a former plank in the platform. Why bring that back? Why get rid of the U.S. DOE?
Well, I think there's a few different reasons. You know, philosophically, the biggest thing is that we really believe that if you decentralize power, decentralized decisions and decisions on anything from education to healthcare to spending, if that's done at the local level in the community where people actually gather and do the real work in the private sector or in government, that local is always better. So philosophically, that's where we're coming from. You know, in terms of just savings, when you look at the budget too, the Department of Education, a lot of the other departments probably spend way more than they should, and we haven't seen a real benefit since the DOE was created, you know, I guess a couple of decades ago. So there's a policy reason, there's also a cost reason, and a philosophical reason. But, you know, before this was created, I mean, certainly education went through a lot of changes through the years, but I don't think that there's any evidence that education has improved in this country because of the Department of Education.
Okay. Now, you guys got a lot of what you wanted in the platform. If I understand right, you were seeking 12 things and pretty much got 10 of them. You didn't get what you wanted on the U.S. DOE thing. Why not? Why did that one not fall through? Or why did that one fall through when you were so successful in so many others?
Well, you know, one of my colleagues, Dean Clancy, made a good point, and he said, you know, maybe we did ask for too much when it came to the Department of Education. Maybe we could really talk about shrinking its size. Maybe we could do something that would have been a little bit more amenable to the majority of delegates and RNC members here in Tampa. But we kind of went for it all and figured that was the right philosophical position. But we also understand politics is the art of compromise, and we got 10 out of 12, and that's pretty good. And that's not all we care about when it comes to education. Certainly we're supportive of other reforms like school choice and charter schools and things like that. So, you know, we have a long battle ahead and in the election, obviously, but also next year when you get into public policy battles at the state and federal level.
I wasn't there last week, so I have no idea whether this was a close vote on the U.S. DOE thing or if there was a yawning chasm between you guys and the rest of the folks there at the platform committee. Was it close? Do you know?
You know, I don't know how close it was. I know a lot of this stuff sort of does happen quietly, and a lot of the final numbers, I'm sure I can get those for you, but I know it was definitely one that didn't have the support that some of the others did. I mean, I was actually surprised we got some of the others, like auditing the Fed, which was a good win for the Tea Party and also for Ron Paul's supporters. But I think, you know, just in general, I think maybe a lot of Republicans aren't where we are yet when it comes to eliminating the DOE. And, you know, that's fine, but I think we got the discussion out there and certainly got a lot of what we did want on the platform. And again, there's a lot of other reforms that we will be continuing to work on going ahead.
I want to read you a quote from one of the Republicans who disagrees with me on this. Before the RNC, we asked a whole bunch of different people to write op-eds for our blog, and among them was Margaret Spellings. And so she didn't mention the Tea Party by name, but she did mention this idea of getting rid of the DOE. And this is what she said. She said, I'm going to quote her here, "This unholy alliance between the unions," and she meant the teachers' unions, "and those who want no role for the federal government in education is propping up the status quo on the backs of our most vulnerable children. It's shameful beyond words." So, you know, Margaret Spellings is highly regarded in the party. What do you think of that?
Well, I think she's wrong. I think that there's a, you know, she's the type of person that's supporting, obviously, federal intervention in the local schools and federal regulations and rules, and we don't. And there's probably nothing we agree on with the teachers' unions. Maybe they think they can have more power this way, but we're fighting them at the local level, the state level, trying to end forced dues, fighting for school vouchers, which would really break the union. So I think that we have very little in common, really, between teachers' unions and conservatives.
Does it bother you at all to be on the outs with Margaret Spellings?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. I mean, again, these folks, you know, are technocrats, and I think you can plan education policy from the top down, from Washington, D.C., better than you can at the local level. And I just don't think that that's the case. I don't think that's the case in healthcare or education or anything. And this is consistent with our philosophical beliefs. And, you know, I just think that we have a good position here. I think it's good policy. And I think that allowing for local communities to decide what's best for their children, what's best for their communities is the way to go. And so when you give a federal department like the Department of Education more power as opposed to less power, they will use it. And I just am not convinced that bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. know how best to educate our children in local communities.
Okay, one last thing. So does it make you squeamish to be kind of on the same side as the teachers' unions on this one?
No, I think, you know, given all the fights that we've had with the teachers' unions over the years and the fact that they're kind of our arch enemies when it comes to all the policies we're pushing, one particular position like this, I don't think matters a whole lot. I think you could probably find a common position between just about anybody. But no, when it comes to the big battles and the big debates, I think we're on the right side here, and we're on the opposite side of the teachers' unions with about 99% of the issues.
Okay. Brendan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.